KJAN Sports.
Time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at sports from last night in high school wrestling last evening at Clarinda. Red Oak defeated Clarinda 46-17. Red Oak also downing Thomas Jefferson 42-39. It was Red Oak over Southwest Valley 46-36. And Red Oak beating St. Albert 66-6. Also last night, Southwest Valley beat Clarinda 39-36. Southwest Valley downing St. Albert 72-12. Thomas Jefferson beat Clarinda 38-30. It was TJ over Southwest Valley 42-33. Thomas Jefferson over St. Albert 78-6. Also, Clarinda beat St. Albert 46-39. At Woodward Granger High School, it was ACGC winning 32-30 over East Union. And also at Plattsmouth, Nebraska, Plattsmouth out-wrestled Glenwood in a pretty good match, 39-33 last night. In high school basketball play last evening, first in boys' hoops, it was Hawkeye 10 Conference play. Atlantic defeating St. Albert 62-45 as Scott Leonard helped lead the way in the post with 22 points. Austin Alexander had a 19-point night, and Chase Mullinex chipped in 15 as the Trojans pick up the victory. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Lewis Central beat Creston 71-39. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over ACGC 65-54. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills 44-41 winners over Sydney, while Stanton beat Clarinda Academy 86-60. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Diagonal 41-30. Also in girls' hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10, St. Albert defeating Atlantic 62-60. Close one last night, Bailey White had 23 and Tegan Blackburn 19 to help lead the Saints in that victory. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Lewis Central over Creston 49-36. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard beat ACGC in overtime 45-43. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Fremont Mills 64-45. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Diagonal beat Lennox 58-51. Well, the fifth Iowa Girls High School basketball rankings of the year out yesterday afternoon. Springville top-rated in Class 1A with Central Decatur and North Mahaska 2-3. Exira EHK up a spot to number 4 in this week's poll. Newell Fonda is ranked 5th. In Class 2A, North Lynn remains number 1. Trainer is at number 2 this week. Once again, while Western Christian is 3rd, and Logan Magnolia stays put at number 4 in this week's poll. West Sioux is number 5. Also in the poll is Panorama. They're up a spot to number 6 in this week's listings in Class 2A. In Class 3A, the poll shows Sioux Center number 1. Crestwood, Clear Lake, Cherokee, and Osage are the top 5, same as last week. Kemper Catholic is up 3 spots to number 7, while Red Oak is up a notch to number 13 in this week's poll. Also in Class 4A, Marion is top-rated, with Lewis Central staying at number 2. Grinnell, North Scott, and Center Pointer Banner round out the top 5. Denison up 1 spot to number 9 in this week's poll. Also in the 5A class, it's Iowa City High, top-rated, with Cedar Falls, Iowa City West, Pleasant Valley, and Johnston the top 5. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, second-ranked Michigan State is perfect since a close loss to Duke last month. Miles Bridges had 17 points and 9 rebounds, and the Spartans won their 11th straight, 102-60 against Long Beach State. The surprise of the night occurred in Southern California as San Diego State upset number 12 Gonzaga 72-70. Also in the top 25 last night, number 8 Texas A&M whipped Buffalo 89-73. 14th-ranked Kansas thumped Stanford 75-54. Also, number 16, Purdue, a 97-48 winner over Tennessee State. 18th-ranked Arizona was a winner, 73-68 over UConn. Also, number 20, Cincinnati picked up a home win, 81-62 against Cleveland State, while 24th-ranked Florida State beat Southern Mississippi 98-45. Iowa and Colorado collide tonight on a neutral court. That game will be played at the Samford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Hawkeyes entered that game on a 3-game winning streak.
This is a, an example of us upgrading the schedule. If you look at who we played in the tournament, who we played in state, our challenge game, and Colorado, some other tough games to boot. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to go to neutral sites, and go on the road, and play people. And that's what gets you recognized when it comes to NCAA tournament consideration.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says Iowa's depth on the front line has been a big part of their 3-game win streak.
The thing about Kreener and Cordell Pemsel, when they come in, they know how to play. They can pass and catch. They can score. Like I said, both of them can pass it, and that's so important, especially when you're looking at you know, scouting us. Do you want to double? You know, can you double? Should you double? Well, you can't double post guys who can pass, and that's what we have.
Colorado's 8-3 coming into that contest tonight. We'll have that game for you live here on the radio. 7 o'clock pregame, and 8 o'clock is tip time this evening, Iowa and Colorado. In women's college hoops last night, Megan Gustafson scored 27 points and pulled down a dozen rebounds as number 25 Iowa defeated Drake 79-66. The double-double was Gustafson's 11th this season and 39th of her career. She came in averaging a double-double of 21.8 points and 12.3 rebounds this season. Mackenzie Meyer matched her career high with 21 points and had 7 assists, while Alexis Civilian moved into the starting lineup after Tania Davis' season-ending injury on Sunday and made 4 three-pointers for her 12 points. The Hawkeyes are now 12-1 on the season. Becca Hittner scored a career-high 27 for the Bulldogs. They're now 5-7 on the year. The Iowa State women closed out non-conference play by rolling to a 75-46 win over Nicholls State last night. Madison Wise led 4 Cyclones in double figures with 18 points.
Like every coach in the country, you're just glad this game's over. You're glad that your kids did enough to, you know, I thought our kids... everyone talks about being 1 foot out the door and all that stuff. I thought, with the exception of 5 minutes in the second quarter, I thought we were fine.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones are 6-5. Conference race begins at home December 28th against Kansas. In football, the Temple Owls have completed a winning season in Jeff Collins' first year as the head coach. Frank Nutile threw for 254 yards and a touchdown to lead Temple to a 28-3 win over Florida International in the Gasparilla Bowl. Nutile teamed with Isaiah Wright on a 45-yard touchdown play in the fourth quarter after scoring on a 4-yard run to give the Owls a 7-6 record on the year. Number 14 Notre Dame has suspended a third player for the Citrus Bowl against 16th-ranked LSU. Coach Brian Kelly says junior tight end Elise Mack will miss the January 1st game against the Tigers because of an internal team matter. Kelly didn't disclose details but said the punishment is limited to the game in Orlando, Florida. Previously, wide receiver Kevin Steverson and freshman running back C.J. Holmes were suspended for the bowl game after being arrested on shoplifting charges at a mall last week. And Hall of Fame broadcaster Dick Enberg has died at the age of 82, according to his daughter, Nicole. Enberg retired in October of 2016 after a 60-year career and countless calls of oh my in describing a play that nearly defied description. He got his big break with UCLA basketball and went on to call Super Bowls, Olympics, and Final Fours, along with Angels and Padres baseball games. His daughter said the family became concerned when he didn't arrive on his flight to Boston on Thursday to visit family and that he was found dead at his home in La Jolla, San Diego neighborhood with his bags packed. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.